It looks like this will be another bad year for global economies.
This is going to be a tough year, tougher than the year we leave behind. Why? Because the three big economies, US, EU, China, are all slowing down simultaneously.
That was Kristalina Georgieva, Managing Director of the International Monetary Fund, or IMF, speaking about the challenges ahead for global economies on CBS's Face the Nation this Sunday. The IMF is forecasting that as much as a third of the world's economies are likely to enter a recession due to the slowdown from the world's larger economies. Diane Swonk is KPMG's chief economist, and she joins me for more on this. Hello, Diane.
Hello.
So the IMF says the slowing of these economic powerhouses, namely China, the EU and the United States, is likely to have a huge knock-on effect on the rest of the global economies. Explain what that looks like.
The problem is that we've got in China the abrupt end of zero COVID policies, which is exacerbating many of the problems that China currently faces, which go well beyond their COVID policies. In Europe and in the US, we've got central banks fighting inflation, in part exacerbated by the war in Ukraine. Those rate hikes have been substantial, and they're continuing, even though we're coming in close to what the Federal Reserve believes is its peak rate in terms of raising rates. It expects to hold those rates high for a very long time, at least all of 2023. In Europe, the situation is even more dire, where many within the central bank, the European Central Bank, believe they now need a full-blown recession in 2023 to derail the inflation that has taken root.
I mean, we all feel the inflation here in the US for sure, so we know what they're going through. But I'm wondering if you can tell us a little bit about the rest of the global economies and how that trickles down to them when these big powerhouses are struggling.
Well, remember, not only do we rely on the rest of the global economy, emerging markets, to provide many of our goods, we also rely on them to go to travel, tourism, all of the things that we see in the developing economies are developing because of the spreading of wealth around the world. When the powerhouse is the driver of economic gains, China as a commodity consumer, for instance, slows down, many commodity-producing economies in the world that are also developing economies also suffer. That's important to understand is the linkages. There is no Las Vegas in the global economy. What happens abroad matters everywhere. It doesn't stay abroad and it washes up not only on our shores, but more importantly, it hits those economies most vulnerable with the least amount of cushion to blunt the blow. In fact, what we've seen is many emerging markets take on a mountain of debt, never recover fully from the COVID pandemic recession, and are still struggling to offset the costs of escalating energy and food costs associated with the war in Ukraine. And I think that's really important because as they run out of fiscal space and some even are on the brink of default, that could cause much more problems for those economies as they're cut off from credit markets around the world and unable to provide the pure basics for their population. So that's why the situation is so troubling because we are all still an interconnected global economy.
And you mentioned the fact that some of these governments might not be able to help their people through this and provide the basics. That, I imagine, trickles all the way back around because it will come back to the larger powerhouses if people in these countries are really on the edge.
Exactly. And this is one of the things that certainly the IMF worries about, but we also should worry about is that, you know, this is all against the backdrop of climate change as well and global warming, which many emerging markets are the most vulnerable. There is some efforts out there to help emerging markets that have fewer resources to transition to renewables. But let's face it, they don't have what is necessary. And some of them are at risk for some of the most extreme weather events, which make them uninhabitable. That's migration patterns where, you know, you've got Europe and the US saying, we don't want to see more immigrants coming in legally.
So what's the way forward, Diane?
Unfortunately, we're going to have to go through a hard first half of 2023. I don't think there's any escaping that. It would be nice if we could see other solutions out there that boost participation in the labor force, open borders more to immigration, and deal more collectively with things like climate change. And I think we will see some incremental moves in those ways. But we really need a moonshot at this point in time to get us out of what could be a mirror image of the world in which we left, which was very slow-moving, tepid inflation, and stagnant but predictable growth, to a much more volatile situation that we're facing even after we tame the inflation beast.
We have to leave it there. KPMG's chief economist, Diane Swonk, thank you as always for your time.
Thank you.